This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Peter was an unhappy, guilt-ridden man after Jesus' death. He had betrayed his friend and now was forced to live with the memory of what he had done. But one day he was given the opportunity to face his sin and receive the forgiveness he craved. Stay with us today as we talk about taking care of unfinished business.
Do you have some unfinished business with God? Most of us do. We'll talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, as we think of that great resurrection of Easter, when we saw our Lord come forth from the tomb, to win the victory over sin, death, and the devil for us, we can only sing our praises to him. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that this day, as we study your word and what happened to Peter and his unfinished business with God, that we may make application of this to our own lives and see where this perhaps is necessary for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 21st chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to him, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they replied. He said, throw out your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garments out around him, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore. About 100 yards they were, and they saw a fire burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish. But even with so many of the fish in the net, and the net was not torn, Jesus said to him, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dare ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. But I tell you the truth. When you were younger and dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but you are now older, and this is not the same. You will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, follow me. Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is eternally true. Friends in Christ, we simply cannot get away from these Easter texts. They stand with us. They hang on and give us the promise of eternal life. But here today, there was something between Peter and Jesus that had not yet been completely finished. So I have called this sermon, Unfinished Business. We from time to time have unfinished business in a business deal or in some other way with another person who has been pretty close to us. But then there's something that comes between us and we have something that's unfinished and that relationship is not going to be the same until we have gotten to the person and have talked it all out. So Peter was an unhappy, guilt-ridden man. And as they sat there near the Sea of Tiberias, Peter said, you know what, I'm going to break this monotony. I'm going fishing. And then a few others of the disciples said, we'll go along with you. So they fished, and they fished all night, but they had no luck. They didn't catch a fish. And remember now, these were the pros. When they got in close to shore, Someone said, who's that person up there? And he started a fire. And John said, it is the Lord. When Peter heard that it was the Lord, he took off his garment and into the water he went, and he rushed up to him. Then after a while of general conversation, nothing really happening, Jesus said, give me some of your fish. So Peter says, well, we have 153 of them. How many do you want? Well, they got a bundle of fish and took up and they ate and had a great time. No one dared to ask him, are you the Lord? They knew he was, but they didn't quite dare to ask him. And then finally, and this to me is very important, Jesus initiates the conversation. Peter wanted to do that, but he didn't do it. Jesus did it. Peter, do you love me more than these? Why do you think he used than these? Well, you remember when Jesus was telling them that they were going to all betray him, Peter said, you know, Lord, they may all betray you, but I never will. Indicating that he had just a little deeper love for Jesus than they did. He didn't know how weak he really was. But so Jesus decided that he would ask that question, more than these? But notice Peter's answer, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus here gives the absolution, that is the declaration of the forgiveness of sins, when he said to him, then if you do, Peter, feed my lambs. That meant those who had just come into the faith, they had to be fed. They had been converted, but now they had to be fed to be great people of God. A second time he said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And Jesus replied, take care of my sheep. And later on, the third time he said, Peter, now this is in a personal conversation, you know. Do you love me? And see how personal this relationship is. Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Then feed my sheep. But Peter, if you really love me, and I live in your heart, and it's not just a lesson that you've learned these last 3 years that I'm the Son of God and the Savior of the world, you can spit it all out and declare who I am, but he really lives in your heart and he motivates all that you do, it's not going to be easy to love me. You know that people do not like me. What makes you think they will love you? And Peter saw that come to pass. He suffered much for the Lord Jesus. And in about the year 68, he was martyred in Rome. Now he knew what it meant when Jesus said, follow me. And now he knew that that unfinished business had to be taken care of before he and Jesus could live together as brothers. Those of us who call ourselves Christians need to listen to Jesus too. We often talk about a personal relationship with God. Well, here it is for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, do you love me? But he wants to say that when we're away from the crowd, at least some of the time. Do you love me? And hopefully we'll say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He probably will say, then feed my sheep. Bring that gospel of Jesus Christ to the far parts of the earth. Just remember that this is one of the first conversations that Jesus had with his disciples. First, he wanted to know what their position was, as far as he was concerned. And those who said, "We love you, Jesus," all 11 of them, he gave this command, "Feed my sheep, tend my sheep, tend my lambs." In other words, bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world. Now, about your relationship, your personal relationship, and my personal relationship, we have to ask, do we really love him? Then Jesus would say, "Did you take time to let me talk to you today? I wanted to talk with you first privately, in the quietness of your home, that you would take your Bible out and begin to read. And maybe you would read that familiar passage again in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish." That's a dogmatic truth coming from Jesus. Should not perish, but have eternal life. You had probably heard some other place or read it yourself. There is salvation in no other name than in the name of Jesus. So now, Jesus could say to you and to me, "Do you love me?" "Well, yes, I do." "Well, did you hear what I just said?" And that's as clear as anything he could have said by the Sea of Tiberias with the disciples. "I say that if you love me, if you believe in me, if you trust me, then you have the assurance of the forgiveness of your sins." Why is it then when you're with a group of people and you begin to talk about life on the other side, that is, after you have died, and someone asks the question, "Do you know for sure that you're going to go to heaven?" And some of us might answer that question, and Jesus is listening, "I don't know. I don't know what that's all about over there. I don't know if I have done enough good things. I just don't know." That would be worse than what Peter said. Peter perhaps would have said, "Lord, you know everything. You know how I have my moments of unbelief, but Lord Jesus, truly, truly, down deep in my heart, I love you with all my being. And I have the assurance of my salvation." So there was something there between Jesus and us before that conversation around John 3:16, where he's talking to us, that was unfinished business. He wants to know, what does that mean? Do you really take me at my word? I know there are a lot of people out there who say you're crazy if that happens, but you remember what I said, that if you're one of my true disciples, there will be some very, very difficult moments. So we go on, and what happens next? He asks again, "Do you love me more than these?" And perhaps he will say, "I thank you, Peter, that you answered me the way that you did. That now you're concerned about yourself and yourself only. But then let me ask you this. What about all those people you really like? They're nice people, but they don't know me. They have no relationship with me. Now look, here is what I'm saying to you. I say it through my word, which I pray that you will read in the scriptures and hear in your churches and in your small groups. Do you remember that one time there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a small man, and He climbed up into the sycamore because he wanted to see the Lord. The Lord had come to his town that day. Now, when Zacchaeus was standing there watching, the Lord Jesus came over to him. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house today." And so when Zacchaeus got him home and they began to chat together, Jesus said, "I want to have a private word with you, Zacchaeus." And the word is this: "Do you love me?" And maybe Zacchaeus would have said, "Well, Lord, I admire you. I know that you're a great man. You've done some great things." Then he said to him, "Zacchaeus, I am more than that." There, you see, was the unfinished business between those people. At that particular time, Zacchaeus did not trust Jesus as his only Savior. He had earned a lot of money. He could do a lot of things. Why would he have to do any more? I think they talked throughout much of the night. And in the morning, when they met for breakfast, the Lord Jesus said to Peter, "Do you have anything to say, O Lord? I have much to say. I love you." And then the Lord said, "I want you to tell this to some of your other cronies out there." So Zacchaeus goes out and announces to them that if he has stolen from any of them, he wants to return it fourfold. And besides that, the half of his goods he's going to give to the poor. You see, when the unfinished business was taken care of, then Jesus can begin to use us. When there is love in our heart for Jesus, we're not just going to say, "I love you, Lord," but that's going to show in our actions, how we are around other people, what we're saying about Jesus. That some of those poor Zacchaeuses who are around and need somebody just to tell them, "Jesus loves you too. He died on the cross. You just went through the Lenten season. He was raised again. He is the living Lord and he is going to come. He loves you and he wants to take you home to heaven. But besides that, he wants to walk with you while you're here. And then he wants you to take care of other people too. And so he is saying, feed my people. I created them all. I love them. Be near them. Amen."
My tears are all.
Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, how true it is that your message is the same whether we read it in our Bibles, we hear it in our churches, as it was for Peter, who stood in his presence. We thank you that we can be assured of this, that one day as Peter saw you, so we will see you. And then we can learn of all of these other things that you have for us. But, O God, in the meantime, let us abide with you wherever that word is proclaimed. This is what we want to hear, for then we have to decide, do I really want to hear the voice of Jesus? He wants to tell it to you. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to acknowledge your unfinished business with the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the forgiveness of all your sins. Christian Crusaders has a long, rich history of broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. Since its first program on September 6, 1936, our mission has been to provide a worship service for those unable to attend church and all others who need to hear the Word of God. Now, we currently broadcast over 23 stations across the United States, shortwave over North America and Europe, and on the Internet. As a nonprofit ministry, we have been blessed through the gifts and prayers of our listening audience. We are very thankful for those of you who have faithfully remembered us in your prayers and with your financial gifts. You can find today's program on the Internet. Please visit our website at christiancrusaders.org, where you can also find a daily devotion and many other spiritual helps. If you'd like to receive a CD or printed copy of today's service, please write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or you can call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we invite you to join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 51 years. Christian Crusaders is in its 77th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.